Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jose Barrios. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lemaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Adley Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Adley Hamaker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. And now, play ball. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barrios fields the ball and throws to Hamaker covering. Safe. Wilson moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Hamaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Lemaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Evans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Wolford moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Clark reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrios strikes out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. It's Giants, 3, Mets, 3. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardenhire for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barrios scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards first. Barrios fields the ball and throws to Hamaker covering. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from May and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Atlee Hamaker. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Fred Breining now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire bunts towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Randy Jones. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wolford strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman pinch runs for Bob Baylor. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Greg Minton now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from May and he is safe. Kingman steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Jose Barrios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrios takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrios moves to second. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stearns for a passed ball. Barrios moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Orozco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Davis reaches second base with a double. Barrios scores. LeMaster scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Orozco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.